This is the Angry Birds Bird Minute, sponsored by Angry Birds for their 15th anniversary, where we tell you all about a cool bird that may or may not be angry. This week's bird is the Florida Scrub Jay. This blue and gray bird is endemic to the state of Florida, meaning it is found nowhere else in the world. They live in Florida scrub, a limited ecosystem that is characterized by sandy soils, short scrub oaks, and regular wildfires. Cooperative breeders, families consist of a breeding pair and the offspring from the previous year who help raise the new young before finding their own territory. But are they angry? Scrub jays are quite the homebodies, and family groups rarely leave their territory, defending it against predators or other jays. On a scale of 1 to angry, we rate the Florida jays as ain't no scrub.
This is Wild Green Streams. I'm Rhett.
I'm Curtis.
And we have two new segments today. Our first is the Good News Update, where members of the group send us their good news in wildlife, big or small. Today's update is from Becca, and we'll go ahead and roll the tape.
I saw a moose! And I got a photo, and you can actually tell it's a moose. And it was alive. Last year in the same place, just about, I saw, sadly, a dead moose, but this one was alive, and it looked healthy. And the Minnesota DNR recently came out with population estimates that the moose population in Minnesota, which is where I saw this moose, is stable. So yay!
I saw a moose with that like exact inflection. Sounds like a children's book.
It does. I had the exact same thought.
I saw a moose. I can picture like a librarian reading that story aloud.
Yeah, I thought that too, especially the structure with all the ands. I was like, this literally could be a children's book most of the way through.
I saw a moose and it was alive.
I looked up just to do like a quick fact check on the Minnesota DNR fact. Not that we don't trust you, Becca, but we have a high standard of rigor for our memes and podcast here at Wild Green Media.
As you'll find out later on the show.
Yes, right. It's relevant in a minute. At any rate, I went and double checked with the Minnesota DNR and probably read the same article that Becca read. The thing that was interesting to me is that the population is stable at between 3,000 and 4,000 moose. They actually had an exact number, but it's in between those two. And it got me thinking, I can't decide if 3,000 sounds like a really big number of moose or a really small number of moose.
I think it depends on how many there are in, or how big of an area we're talking about. 3,000 moose in a shopping mall? That's a lot. 3,000 moose in the state of Minnesota? I don't know.
Part of the problem might be also that I can't really visualize. I know it's a big state, but I can't really imagine the amount of space that's in Minnesota either. So it might be like,
I can't even really imagine 3,000 moose, to be honest.
That's true. The most I've ever seen is like 3. So and that was big enough.
This is coming right off a small meme trend as well of if the plural of goose is geese, the plural of moose should be meese. And if a group of geese are a gaggle, a group of meese should be a maggle. So I think a maggle should be at least 3,000 meese.
I think that's a great idea. You know, I have for years called plural moose meese, and no one has ever batted an eye at it, at least out loud.
I think you need to make a group of squid a squad. Like a shoal is just not catchy. Like it needs to be done. I don't know who's in charge of smacks of jellyfish and unkindness of ravens and such, but if there's like an official animal group naming committee, get on it. Let's have some meese and some squad.
I think common names are up to all of us. So, you know, we might be in a unique position to make this happen. But we got the largest group of wildlife enthusiasts.
What is a group of moose called? A herd?
Probably.
What is a group of moose called? Herd.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not exciting. I don't know if it's like a rule that like all ungulates have to be herds, but like, come on, a maggle of meese. It's perfect.
I think this is a section of the Wild Green book in the making.
Yeah, new groups of animal names.
Yeah, fixing all group animal names.
All the ones that aren't fun already, because like army of frogs is great, or like a dazzle of zebras. That's it.
Ooh, that's excellent.
Yeah, so if we do make a book, Ooh, a group of sharks is called a shiver. I like that. Huh,
that's cool. I really like a congress of salamanders.
Yeah, that is good. Parliament of owls.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too.
A business of ferrets. Freaking adorable. I just want to see, like, little ferrets going to law school or something.
I feel like that should be a group of penguins.
Group of penguins. A raft. In water, they're a raft, and on land, they're a waddle.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's fun. That's very fun.
I'm down with that.
So speaking of black and white polar bird species, this brings us to our next new segment, which we're calling Source? Question mark. Pretty frequently, we get some pretty interesting submissions in our group, some of which are suspiciously interesting, to the point where we will fact check your memes and your fun facts and your videos, and sometimes we're blown away that something is actually true, like the sandbox tree that has exploding thorns.
I did not think that one was real.
Or sometimes we're just like, huh, is a harvestman arachnid called that because it harvests dead bees from a beehive? Absolutely not, but that sounds really horrifying if they did. So today, Rhett, would you like to introduce today's topic that neither of us have researched beforehand, and we're going to get to the bottom of this.
So today's topic is something that I actually took at face value and almost approved. This meme, it's a picture of a puffin with a big fake puffin next to it. The real puffin's looking at the fake puffin. It looks to be perfectly imitating the replica puffin, which is made of foam and it's stood up on a single stake. It doesn't have dummy feet on it. And then the puffin that's looking at it seems to be balancing on one leg. It might be caught in the motion, but that's what it's doing in this picture.
All right, so our caption is, when they were trying to bring puffins back to islands on the U.S. East Coast, they decided to do so with dummies. Puffins are very social, and as a result, would want to land on islands that already have puffins. The dummies looked real from a distance, but were seriously lacking up close, held up by a single peg. Puffins, being social and wanting to fit in, followed suit. So do puffins see a puffin dummy with a single peg for its leg and lift up one of their legs to look one-legged as well? That is our mystery today, and we're going to use the power of the internet to see if there's some science behind it.
So I've pulled up an article with ocean.si.edu, Find Your Blue.
Oh, Smithsonian.
What did you say? That's Smithsonian.
SI is the Smithsonian Institute.
Excellent.
So I will hold them in very high regard. That's in terms of being a reliable source. If they're spreading this information, we are all in trouble.
The article is titled How the Puffin Returned to Eastern Egg Rock, and it has a picture of a similar foam puffin with another puffin, a real one, standing on two legs and looking to scream as loud as it can at the original puffin. And just a fact check on our fact check, the caption for that photo says wood-carved puffin decoys were placed on rocks to attract the return of fledgling puffins. Okay, so here, first of all, it's not a foam puffin, it's a wooden one. And second of all, this very caption seems like it verifies part of the story.
All right, does it say anything about them lifting their feet?
So let's read the article. First of all, it starts out in 1969 with a 23-year-old Stephen Kress sitting in a library. Kress was interesting. He was this guy who was teaching a summer camp off the coast of Maine, and he flipped through a book about Maine's birds in general and got to an entry on Atlantic puffins. They're very striking birds, so he was interested in them, and he was really sad to find out how they had used to be present on a lot of offshore rocky islands around Maine, and then those colonies had been knocked out by egg hunters at about the turn of the 20th century. And then in the words of Smithsonian, Kress read the six words that would change his life. He found a description of Eastern Egg Rock, which is an alarming name if it's being named by egg hunters, and according to the book, the puffin bred on these rocks, which is something that no one in his area, which included Eastern Egg Rock, remembered, apparently. So he got obsessed with the idea of bringing puffins back to Eastern Egg Rock and to his region. So he did a bunch of research onto puffins and thought, what if I move puffin chicks to Eastern Egg Rock and raise them? Would they return to nest as adults? He did that. He got together with a bunch of other people and they tested it out. Project Puffin team, himself and two field assistants, translocated some puffin chicks to the new island, or to the rewilded island. And let's see, they actually successfully fledged these chicks and they banded them. And then what they found is that The puffins didn't actually return, so they successfully grew up, but they never came back. And he thought, maybe if I could do something to attract them, because puffins are social. So they made these wooden carvings of puffins, like the ones that we've seen, to try to attract them.
So basically they're using the duck decoy method, from what I'm reading.
Yeah, exactly. The point of the decoys is not to trick them once they land. So this might be a halfway mark against the meme. Crest says that the birds quickly realize it's not the real thing, but it gives them a reason to land, and then they become decoys for others, the living, the real puffins do. So the colony starts building upon itself that way. Seems like this process, it took a long time. It took them years and years and years of slow accumulation. But after a while, the birds started to nest on Eastern Egg Rock again, eventually going from that small population of about 15 puffins to 150, which can be found as of the writing of this article.
Yeah, I found something from NBC that has the same photo as the meme, and they phrased it as, an Atlantic puffin on Maine's Eastern Egg Rock appears to imitate a decoy by standing on one leg. So I think it was just a lucky photograph of when a puffin was landing or moving, and then, you know, Reddit or TikTok or whatever, not that those sites can't be reliable, came up with this cutesy caption to play with something that might not have been the case. I also don't have anything about them wanting to fit in. That seems like a little bit of anthropomorphizing the birds, but that's pretty rad that using decoys in a strictly attracting birds to increase the population. This is a cool little story, regardless of if that puffin was trying to look like a one-legged decoy.
So I guess that the story is kind of half right.
Yeah.
They really did make the decoys to attract puffins, but at least in the opinion of the guy who made the decoys and started the program, the puffins don't actually believe that the decoys are real puffins, and so they're probably not trying to imitate them.
So probably at first glance, they're like, oh, puffins. It's like a forced meme, you know? How do you do, fellow puffins?
Right.
They took the bait enough to investigate the area and therefore attract more birds. So it seems like it worked.
Yeah, it really does. It's kind of parallel to how, well, the way that the rock actually is good habitat for puffins, and then they get attracted there. But once they get there, they realize that it's a ruse. But by the time they're there, they've built up enough hype that other ones come.
Yep.
That honestly sounds kind of similar to a story that's like 80% true. They really did make the decoys. They really did attract the puffins. And someone who makes kind of a cheesy caption for one of their photos, but enough people saw it that some people took that caption a little bit out of context. And now the story that's mostly true has this added detail tacked onto it that probably made it go viral. And you see
we're reaching levels of meta that shouldn't be humanly possible right here.
But are they puffinly possible? That's the question.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I strained myself. So thank you for going there.
It kind of reminds me of this study. They do a lot of decoy studies, ecologists do. They were curious about if wading birds in the Everglades were picking areas with lots of alligators to nest, because it seems like they do. And the reason for that would be that alligators are not the primary predator for wading birds, like raccoons and other kinds of mammals are. And the alligators scare off raccoons and those other animals, so they don't get as much time in the bird breeding area and they don't get to climb up the tree. That was the question people had, but no one was really sure if it was true or if the birds were aware of it or if it was just kind of a lucky thing. So they put out a bunch of fake alligators in an area that doesn't normally have as many, and the birds nested there. So tricking animals with decoys for science is a broadly done thing.
Yeah. So I'd say if somebody was to ask the source on this meme, facts were elaborated and misconstrued. But yeah, I'd give this a solid 80% true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
There was something else on this topic. I saw quite a bit of flamingo enclosures in zoos. In fact, there's an article, or like a listicle from one of those sites called 16 Ducks That Think They're Flamingos.
Huh.
Of just like ducks in flamingo enclosures, geese in flamingo enclosures, swans, just different waterfowl that found their way in and are lifting their legs while standing.
Yeah.
Which is like, no, you're not trying to be a flamingo. You just happen to get a picture of a duck lifting one of its legs, as ducks do.
Right.
Of course, it's good memeing fodder, where it's just like, this duck's having an identity crisis. This duck thinks it's a flamingo.
Right.
No, it's just a lucky shot. So people always seem to want to exaggerate stories or anthropomorphize these animals, which is always fun for memeing. But when it comes to the science, it's
wrong.
It's you're terrible.
Yeah, I see ducks pick up their feet like that all the time without any flamingos around. Like,
Yeah, it's just a bird thing. If you had a duck enclosure and a flamingo got in, you'd be like, this flamingo wants to be a duck.
Yeah, right. So. Right. Because it's got 2 feet on the ground sometimes.
Yep.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening. Until next time, you can support the show. You can support the show on patreon.com/wild.
Where can you support the show, Rhett?
You can support the show on patreon.com/wildgreenmemes. That's memes with an M. Until next time, I'm Rhett.
I'm Curtis.
And happy Year of the Raccoon. I always want to say opossum still.